Tonight's shiur, Simen Kuf Tzadi Gimel, Se'if Aleph. Simen Kuf Tzadi Gimel, im Mitztarfen Lezimun im Lav, does the group join for Mezumen or not? Se'if Aleph. Shnayim She'ochlu, two people who eat together. Afal Pisha Bevirchas Hamotzi Poter Echad Eschavero, even though any one of them can make the bracha Hamotzi for the other, Mitzvah lechalek sheyavar kol echad birchas hamazon atzmo. It is a mitzvah for them to separate, and each one should do his own benching. When do we say they should each bench? Kishahayu shnehem yodim levarach birchas hamazon. When each of them knows how to bench. Avlam echad yodea v'hasheni ein yodea. But if you have two eating, and only one knows how to say birchas hamazon, and the other does not, mevarach hayodea v'yotzei hasheni. Then the one who knows how to bench will bench and be motzi the other, provided im mevin lashon hakodesh, if the other one who doesn't know how to bench does understand the lashon hakodesh. El she'en yudei levarach, he just doesn't know the words to say for benching. V'tzorech lechavein mila v'mila l'kol ma she'yomer, and he has to pay attention to every single word of the mevarach. The Rama adds, v'tzorech hamevarach she'chavein l'hotziyo. And of course, not only does the one listening have to have kavana to be yotze, the one who's saying benching has to have in mind to be motzi. Avlam eino mevin, but if the second person does not understand lashon hakodesh, the mechaber says eino yotze b'shmiyah. He will not be yotze by listening to someone else. Let's stop here and see the Mishnah Berurah at this point. Mishnah Berurah sifkatan aleph. Poter echad v'chulu. One can say the hamotzi for the other. What's the law meaning to say? The behamotzi af l'chadchila yachol kol echad lotzeis bevirchas chaver. When it comes to saying hamotzi before you eat, l'chadchila, one can make the bracha for the other. Sifkan beis, mitzvah l'chalak, as opposed to benching, the mitzvah is to separate. Kolom meaning to say. The af agav dibidiyavid, af bevirchas hamozim bevadai, even though for sure, b'di'evet, by benching also, if one says the bracha for the other, he'll be yotze. That's only b'di'evet. L'chadchila, they should separate and each say their own. Now the reason why the Chacham said that by hamotzi l'chadchila one can motzi the other, but by benching they should not. What's the reason? When you start the meal and they set to eat together, so their intent, their das, is to join. And then one makes the bracha for the other, hamotzi. But as opposed to the end of the meal, at that point, they're separating from each other. So each one says his own birchas hamazon. There's another reason. Benching is midiraisa, so we're more strict. The bracha on hamotzi is drabanan, so one could do for the other l'chadchila. If you look at Mimigod, Shekosev, he writes, the nachon lachush l'tam harishon. It's proper to be concerned with the first reason. Which means even if they don't eat kadeh sevia, the chiyuv harak midrabanan. So if they didn't eat till satisfaction, their obligation to bench only drabanan. It's still a mitzvah for them to separate and each one bench himself. Because if the reason is because benching is the arise, and that's why we're more strict, that's only true if you ate kadeh sevia. Pima Gardner says, even if you didn't eat kadeh sevia, you ate enough to bench, you're still hungry, we should still be strict and each one should bench for himself. Sifkan gimel, but if only one of us had a bench, echad yodeh v'chul. Ayin l'kamon simen kufza design si'if dalad v'mishnah berurah. Look later on in Simen Kuf Tzadi Zayin, Sif Dal, the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch over there talks about when some of them ate Kadeh Sevia and some did not eat Kadeh Sevia, and they discussed benching one for the other. Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kon Dal, Sheichavein Lehotziyo, he has to have a mind to be Motzi. V'gam Hoshemeya, so Sheichav Lotzeis. And the one listening has to have a mind to be Yotze. K'mo Shekasa B'Simen Reishud Gimel Sif Gimel, as is written in Simen Reishud Gimel Sif Gimel. V'ayim B'Meshach Kasav L'Sham, look what we wrote over there. Sifkan he avlam eino v'chulu. But if he does not understand the language, the Mechaber says he can't be yotze. Well, the fees according to this, the Mishnah Berurah says, Hanoshim, women who don't understand Lashon HaKodesh, yivarchu la'atzman, they have to bench for themselves. Or anyone who's ignorant, if he doesn't understand the brach of the person who's coming to be moitzi him, he has to say the brach himself. But there are poskim who hold that if the mevarch says the brach on Lashon HaKodesh, that the one who's listening can be yotze by listening, even if he does not understand the language. Masha ain kain bishalashonis, as opposed to other languages, to the kulyalma in a yotzim in a mevin haloshin, that everyone agrees you're not yotze without understanding. There's a machloikis, can I be yotze if I don't understand Lashon HaKodesh? But if the person is benching in French and I don't understand French, I can't be yotze. If I do understand French, I can. But if I don't, I cannot be yotze. V'chena minig, and this is the common practice. Shanoshim yotzos yideh chavosom bishmiya me'amavarech, that women will be yotze benching by listening to the mevarch, even though they don't understand the language. Even by kiddush Friday night, which is min haTorah, the kol yom according to everybody, la'anoshim for women too. They're still yotze by listening, even if they don't understand what the words of kiddush mean. And so to people who are ignorant, even if they don't understand the words of the Mekadesh, they can be yotze with this Kiddush since it's in Lashon HaKodesh. Now, the notes point out that Rav Scheinberg had a ha'ara, this is only true if the people who are listening at least understand that the Mekadesh is saying Kedushas Hayom. They understand what he's doing now. I don't understand the words, what they mean, but I understand what's happening. This is Kedushas Hayom, and it's Mekadesh that way. But if you have someone who's clueless, they say, okay, we're making kiddush, just listen. They're not yotze, they have no idea what he's doing. If you don't know what he's doing, that's worse than not understanding the language. If you're going to have someone who doesn't know, you have to explain to them the concept, and then say, no, just listen and answer, amen. But they don't understand what's going on, b'chlal, they have no clue what he's doing, then they're not going to be yotze.
So they can't eat on Shabbos?
What?
They don't
know how to... It's a mitzvah d'oraisa they have. You want them to be yotze. They're sitting at your table, might as well... You have someone at your table who doesn't know what it's about.
You have to explain something.
You give them an introduction, yeah. Explain to them what we're about to do, and then they'll be yotze kiddush. Because if not, what are you doing? They have no idea what's happening here. The Mishnah Berurah continues. Umikol makom, yoseh tov sheyoymu achim mevorach makadosh milu b'milu b'lachash im efshalehem. Now, even though there are poskim who are lenient, and that's the minig, it's still better if the one who's listening will recite word for word after the mevarech quietly, if possible, the bezei yatzu lekol apos, because that way you yotze even according to the sheet of the mechaber brings that you're not yotze if you don't understand. And really, without that, it's proper to read along or say along with the mevarech. The efshel lechav l'shamay hetiv, because it's so hard to pay attention and listen carefully. Like we said before, kuf begimel. The attention span might be an issue. So if you read along, so that will keep you on track. Now, the Be'er Halacha makes a point that the Mechaber is discussing one person being motzi another person. And he's saying, if you don't understand Lashon HaKodesh, you're not going to be yotze. What about if you have three? You have a zuman. So there he says, it could be, even the Mechaber would agree that one person is motzi the other two, even if they don't understand. Or if you have a minyan and one benches for the nine, could be a mezumin, when you have three or ten, the mezamin benches and is motzi the others, even if they don't understand, even according to the mechaber. Whereas the question is, the mechaber is talking in this case when it's two people, one on one. Then he says, you don't understand, you're not yotze. It could be that the mechaber would not say that in the scenario of mezumin.
Why?
Because by mezumin, there's a special kayak that he could be motzi and he could do, you don't understand. The Mechaber continues, Aval Shloisha She'achlu, but when three people eat together, Einam Rashon L'chak, they're not allowed to separate. By two, it's a mitzvah to separate. By three, they're not allowed to separate. Ushnayim She'achlu, and two eat, Mitzvah She'achsu Achar Shlishi She'estaf Yimam Lizim. They actually have a mitzvah to find a third person who will join them to make a mezuman. V'chein Arba or Chamisha, and if you have four eating or five, also lehem lechak, they can't separate. Shekulam nischayv bezimun, they're all obligated to zimun. Shisha, once you have six, nechlokam, they could divide. Kivin sheyisha er zimun lekol chabur, since each chabur has a mezumin. Ad asar until ten. Va'oz ein nechlokam. Once you have ten, you can't divide anymore. Achu esrim until you get to 20. Because once you have 10, you have to mention Hashem's name, and you can't separate because you'll miss out on mentioning Hashem's name in the mezuman. The Ramah adds the oz yichom lichalik. Once you have 20, you could separate im yirtz if they want to. Vinili do adin b'shisha inim mechum lichalik. So to a six, it's optional. They don't have to separate. Rakim yirtz inichom. If they want, they can separate. Umitzvah lachsam achras. It's a mitzvah to try to get 10. Okay, let's stop here in the Chabad. Let's go back to Mishnah Berurah. So we've gone Vav. Once you have three, a number of Shomachak, they cannot divide. Dikvar nischayivu bezimun. Yisha'ochlu biyachad. They're already obligated to make a mezuman once they ate together. Vedan, you should know. Dikhiyuv zimun hudavka kisha'ochlu pas. Shechayav nala b'yachzamazan. The whole obligation of zimun is only if they eat bread that requires b'yachzamazan. If they ate fruit, even if it's from the seven species, and they're going to make a main shalosh. Lo, there's no dimizuman. Okay, the kailam is sinu yishu gimel. We hold this way in sinu yishu gimel. Dein zimun the paris. There's no mizuman for fruits. Now there are those who are strict with the zayin minim to require zimun. So therefore, it would be good if three people would not sit together to eat together the zayin minim fruits. To avoid the machlekes. The simple practice is to have several people eat together fruits of Zayminim, or they'll sit together to eat cake or cookies, and no one's worried about mezumin, and we don't worry about this chumrah. It's a mitzvah to try to get three. That means the third person is with them in the house. It's a mitzvah to give him something to eat. He could join them from a zuman. It's a part of the Gemara. The afam who shama, even if the third person is the waiter who's attending to them at the meal, it's not common for him to eat together. It's a mitzvah for them to call him to eat with them, that they can make him a zuman. They should find a third person. But it's obvious if he's only one, he doesn't have to start scrounging to get two people to join him. If there are two, you try to find a third. Once you have three, four, five, you can't separate because they're all mechum and zuman. Kolom to say, even if one would leave, there's still a mezuman left. He didn't ruin the mezuman for them. But the one who leaves is not yotze his chiyuv. Shagam hu nischai b'zimun. He also needs zimun. Sifkan yudichon l'chalik. Once you have six, they can mechalik. If you have 20, you can mechalik into two groups. Asar l'kan v'asar l'kan. If it's 20, 10 here and 10 there. V'nim se shakum zimun v'shem. They're all, both groups are mezamun with Hashem's name. Sifkatan yud aleph. Einu mechuyom l'chalik. You're not obligated to divide up. If you want, you can divide up. Hayne de lo, I mean, we don't say tov yosil hischalik. It's better to take the divide. Tela harbus of brachas, more brachas. We don't say that. If you look at Dachem Moshe, our most opinion is the adus the opposite. Shemitzim and amuvcha shelo hischalik. Really, they shouldn't divide. That's better not to divide. Bein be esrim, bein be shisha. Whether it's 20, whether it's 6, they shouldn't divide. Mishum berovam hadus melech. There's a concept of doing a mitzvah together with a bigger group. That's the halacha. There is no isser to divide because they'll still retain the koyach of zimun. The yeshach cholkin al zev is really the others who argue and hold. Since each group has a certain degree of rov am because they're not by themselves. For gam this guy mitzvahs birchas of zimun b'chol chad v'chad, and each group will do the mezuman properly. Well, the hachi shakulim heim. So it's exactly the same. Whether the six stays together as six or divides two threes, it's all the same. Do what you want. We don't say it's better to stay together. There's a rov am even with three. Three is also a rov am. It's not by yourself, so that's also a mila. It's a mitzvah to try to get 10. In order for them to bench with Hashem's name. It's not just if they're nine, try to find a tenth. Even if they're seven, it's a mitzvah to try to find three more. So it really depends on where you're looking for them. If it's in the house, yeah, you should look for them. It doesn't imply you have to go out in the street and try to dig up people. The Mechaber concludes, Umihu, im hoyu rabim misubim yachad ve'enim yichon l'shmo birkas hazim p'yam avarach. What happens if you have a lot of people eating together and it's too big a crowd and you cannot hear the Mavarech's Birchas HaZimun? There's no option of dividing into groups of 10. Because they lost off the bench loud enough to hear each other. The Balabas will hear. He'll be upset. So the din is, Yichom Lichol Chabur Shal Shlosha Shlosha. In such a case, they can break into small groups of 3. Ulevarach benachas, and bench quietly. Kadesh lo yishma bayis da vabashon, and hear them. Vizet toiv, this is better, mimashal lo yeitz yichovas birchas hazimun, than to wait to hear all the bench together. There won't be yoitzik, so won't hear the mezumen. She'en v'chom l'shma b'him v'vach, they can't hear the mevarach. So even though really they're more than 10, they should have Hashem's name in the zimun, but practically speaking, if they wait for bench kadesh, they won't be yoitzik. And if they break into groups of 10, the Balabas is upset. So in such a case, you can break into small groups of 3. They can't hear the Birchas HaZimun. Because if they could hear Birchas HaZimun from the Mezamen, after Kol Birchas HaMazon, even though the entire benching they won't hear, but the Zimun they'll hear. They're not allowed to divide into groups of 3. They'll listen to the Zimun from the Mezamen. And each one will bench his own bench quietly. They can't make their own groups of 10. If they could make groups of 10, they wouldn't be allowed to get groups of 3 together. Because they shouldn't lose out on being mezamen with Hashem's name. They can't make groups of 10, because in a group of 10 you have to mezamen out loud. So that all 10 should hear the bracha. And then the balabas is upset. They're making their own little groups. The same is true. If they needed to go for a mitzvah, they can't wait. They'll lose out on the mitzvah. They could divide into groups of 3. This is what the Magen Avraham writes. Chai Odom Megam Gemizem. Chai Odom doesn't like it. Uposing to Al Kolponim Kshol Nishu Asor Belodom, because he says if you won't have 10 left at the end, Bevadi Oslo. Let's say it's the field of mitzvah. Then even for the mitzvah, you can't bench and leave. Umekamokam Im Mitzvah Diaraisa. But if it's Mitzvah Diaraisa, after the Eishna Hakam Gavni, maybe we'll make it even then. I Pim Megadim. We'll give Megadim. So of course, this shaila comes up when you go to a chasana, you go to a banquet, you go to an affair. That may take a long time to get the benching. And you have any number of good reasons why you cannot stay to the end. Whether it's you have a chavrusa, you have a shir to go to, or maybe in your own Talmud Torah, or maybe you have to get up in the morning, you have to go to work, and you didn't mess up your whole seder yom. So Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva that in these cases, you can bench early. And he says in Eitzah that you should just have in mind before you start the meal, or even speak out, that I'm not mitzvah for the people at the table around me. So then I'm automatically not part of them, and I can bench whenever I want and just leave without a mezuman at all. Certainly, you can make groups of 3-3, like he's describing for Dvar Mitzvah. You could go ahead, just like we're saying, if you can't hear, you can make groups of 3-3. For Dvar Mitzvah, I can also make groups of 3-3, so that would be example. Some people do that. They can't stay. They're going to miss out on davening in the morning or learning or whatever it is, so they can bench early in that way as well. He also makes an interesting thing with Chaim Kanievsky. And let's say I thought I was going to leave early, and then I get a text message, the shiur is canceled, whatever it is, and I can stay to the end. So what do I got to do now to mitzvah? If I had it, am I not mitzvah? He says, even if you eat a kazayis later, and never mind, I'm being mitzvah with this kazayis, that's good enough that you get back into the zimun mode to get part of the group. Mishdebur sifkad yudzayin. Birchas zimun shahari v'chulu. So it's better to make groups of 3 than not to be yitz of birchas zimun, because you can't hear them. But if they could hear the Birchas Zim, they can't break into groups. Kanal Sivkon Yigimel. We said this before in Sivkon Yigimel. V'achroinim chalk mosein. Now the achroinim disagree. Mishum denehi de kaim lom b'simek kuf b'gimel. Even though we hold the simek kuf b'gimel. Doha idna mevorach ngol echel meh mesubin kol birchas amosim b'lachash that today, each of us make our own birchas amosim. We don't rely on the mezami to bench for us. We each do our own benching. Mikol malkom tzrichin l'shmoa heitiv gam l'divim mevorach, but you should be able to hear the mevorach. V'loy me'imo b'lachash to say with him quietly, kol mila umila each word. V'lanos amin kol baruch ha-baruch to answer amit each bracha. Certainly until the end of the first bracha, they should be paying attention to Mevarich. The Ad Sham who Birchas Hazim goes through the first bracha. We say it's later in the Hagah. If so, even if the case would be that in this big crowd, they will hear the Mezuman from Mevarich, but if they can't hear from the Mevarech, word for word, the first bracha, it's better for them to divide into groups of three, and to bench without Hashem's name, as opposed to not being used to Chiyuv Zimun Mehalocha. So we're saying until now, as long as you hear the Mezuman part, that's enough. These Achrom say, no, that's not enough. You have to hear the first bracha to be Yetzel. And that's b'chala halacha, that whenever you have a mezuman, the first bracha of the mezuman should say it out loud. Chasver achron, the achron, might hecha sheish masiba gedol, whenever you have a big party, yesh litin levarach birchas hazimun, who do you give to bench? Lemi shakol chazak, the one with the strong, loud voice. K'dei sheyish mekol mezum, the emot should hear, like I said before. So, of course, here you go into the whole shayla, will a microphone help or not? If the microphone doesn't help you for this, you really need someone with a loud voice, or everyone will move their chairs up, whoever's left at the end, to hear. But ideally, we're not going to use a microphone. You want someone who will bench loud. You want a mechabit, someone's very nice. You get an ozokin who can't raise his voice. That's a problem. You have to have someone who can bench loud, and everyone can hear him. And that way, you can be yes to the mitzvah properly.